The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Hey, so glad you're with us. Welcome to Saturday night. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. 888-340-3373 is our phone number, 888-340-3373. It is Radio Night Live here on Saturday. It is the most syndicated radio product in the country on the weekends. And we are grateful to have your attention joining us every Saturday night. 888-340-3373 is our phone number. One last time, 888-340-3373. We've got a lot to get to tonight, not the least of which is we're going to talk about the results of 2016. It looks like Ted Cruz may pick up two more states tonight, Colorado and Indiana. He's doing very well in both of the state conventions that are being held there. We will have some sort of definitive knowledge of Colorado very shortly. It's interesting because Indiana doesn't yet vote for a number of days. But here's the thing. They went ahead. They'll go ahead and select their delegates anyway, and it appears that the delegates that they are going to select, they'll be bound to whoever the popular election pledges them to on the first round of balloting. But we've all learned that's not going to matter this year because no one's going to have 1237 to make the first round of balloting mean anything. So what really is the contest is where their loyalties lie once you get past the first round of balloting. And guess what? Ted Cruz is cleaning house in the delegate election in Indiana this weekend. So we've got some interesting things to talk about there. But did you know that a childhood favorite, how many of you watched the Sesame Street when you were growing up? How many of you watched that? You remember the song? And you remember all the cute little Muppets they had. And, yep, see, that's it. The sunny days, sweeping the clouds away. Okay, so here's what they've decided to go and do. They are going to put a Muppet in a hijab on Sesame Street. Now, why does that matter, Kev? Well, a couple of reasons. One, they influence a number of kids still in America. And if you're going to have the Muppet in the hijab, you're endorsing a message there. What is the message? Now, what if they had, Bert come out and go, Ernie, I just became a Christian. And I'm going to wear this huge, fat cross right around my neck. And every time we go and we talk about having fun in the playground, I'm going to wear my big cross on the Sesame Street. I don't think that'd go over very well. People would be like, oh, well, Sesame Street is partially funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and that takes tax dollars and it applies it to the production needs of the show as it is being made. Therefore, that is the use of tax dollars to promote religion. Oh, we should stop that. That's not good. Oh, that's got to be done away with.
But you can have Zari. I don't know Zari's. I don't know Zari's voice, but I'm assuming that it's going to not be,
Grover.
Or Elmo. How you doing, Elmo? Elmo, Zari is my sister. Elmo loves Zari.
But Zari is going to be wearing. She's going to be wearing a hijab. Meaning that she's going to be representing everything that the hijab represents. So, the subjugation of women, the lack of freedom of religion and freedom of speech and freedom of education and freedom of work and all the other stuff that hijab represents, that's going to be represented. Where is the ACLU on this? Where are the people saying, oh my, that's the use of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting's tax dollars for the promotion of the Islamic faith? Because now you have Zari saying, sorry, but I'm here in my hijab, and that's what I'm going with. Now, the challenging thing in all of this is that nobody means any harm to Muslims or people of the Islamic faith. But when did all of a sudden you get to start expressing Islamic ideas, even if it's through a simple wardrobe code, on the Corporation for Public Broadcasting? What are they going to do next? Invite some evangelical to do a daily talk show on NPR? I'll volunteer. Probably not. So anyway, we got a lot of stuff to get to tonight. What else do we have tonight? Oh, yes. There's an entire robot army ready to be set loose in China. I don't know if you've heard about this. I'll give you some more of the details as we go along in the evening, but I was thinking about this because the main use of this army, this robot army that they have, is that they are intending to reduce the cost and improve the reliability of the labor force. Okay, that makes sense. Robots never need a break. They don't complain about getting a raise. They work 24 hours a day around the clock. You know, human beings have to have all kinds of accommodations for these things, etc. Not so with robots. But there is this downside that you're going to replace, for every robot you put in, you're probably laying five people off. So in China, you're going to start seeing more and more people lose their factory-level jobs. And I'm curious, how do we draw the line in the modern day and age of keeping people gainfully employed and yet increasing our technology and output and efficiency to the degree that we can embrace this stuff? Because it's going to happen. Business owners are going to put robots on their assembly lines. There is no doubt about this, that once they have the sophistication to replace that very costly worker, they're going to do it. And all of you running around the country going, I deserve $15 an hour. Yeah. For sweeping the floors at McDonald's on the late night shift, I deserve $15 an hour. All the people that are yelling and screaming, a robot's going to take your job someday, and then you're going to be out of work. And then you won't be making $15 an hour. You'll be making big fat bupkis sitting on your bum dollars per hour. That's what you'll be making at that point. So I'm curious how we deal with that, how do we move forward, because the robots are coming, friends. The robots are coming. We will talk about that coming in the next segment. In the second hour tonight, Anne-Marie Morrell, one of the Politichicks, in fact, the founder of Politichicks.com, is going to join us. We're going to talk about Donald Trump and the ladies in the ladies' lounge. Donald Trump, he likes the ladies. He likes the ladies a little creepily sometimes, like his own daughter, sort of. Talks about her nonstop, a lot, some usually. And he says weird things about how hot her body is and how he would like to date her. And in his world, if you're dating somebody, you're screwing them. So I don't know what he means by it specifically, but it's creepy enough for me. But counterbalance that with, you've got all of these Trumpkins that are running around the country this week making a big fat deal about the fact that Ted and Heidi Cruz are actually third cousins. They're like, oh, you're judging Donald for his adulterous amores, and yet Ted and Heidi are third cousins. So in the later part of the show tonight, the adult hour, all bumper tunes brought to you by Barry White in the second hour. 2016, and one of its most odd turns of discussion, I'm sure, this week. What about that family love? I have to get to all that. Anyway, tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by ReliefFactor.com. Now, I got to tell you about this Relief Factor thing. I have been on this product for a couple of weeks myself. And I've seen it actually help me reduce inflammation on some lower abdominal issues that I have. But beyond that, I've been hearing testimonials from people that have been using Relief Factor, and the stories are just amazing. They say, Kevin, within 2 weeks, after years of arthritic pain in my wrist or hand or fingers, I didn't have any more pain. After years of pain in my knees or my joints, suddenly it was gone after about 2 weeks' time because they tried the Quick Start Pack at ReliefFactor.com. Now, let me tell you what Relief Factor is. It's nature's foremost potent anti-inflammatories put into one product. And those anti-inflammatories reduce inflammation that causes the pain in the arthritis, the joint, the lower back, everything else that you're dealing with. So after a week to 10 days of taking the product, long-term, multi-year maladies that people have been struggling with, gone. Friends, I want you to try it for yourself. And if it doesn't work for you, don't ever try it again. But call 1-800-500-8384, 1-800-500-8384, or go to ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. I'm Kevin McCullough.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Boys. Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys I've known.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It is Radio Night Live, coast to coast, our house band, the Hot Sardines, bringing us back here. And thank you for making us your choice. I know you're a busy person. You've got a lot to deal with. And we are grateful that you're with us. We've got some really interesting stuff to discuss tonight. I want to get into this, whether or not technology is going to kill employment in the world in a second. But ARC from Spartanburg, South Carolina, 92.9 FM is calling in. ARC, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hey. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Yeah. Well, regarding the new character on Sesame Street.
Yeah.
I lived actually in Tunisia, North Africa for a few years, and my dad was serving there as part of the American Embassy there in his capacity as a naval officer. And all of the Muslims that we ran to were quite peaceful. And so if those are the only Muslims that you were ever to meet, you might think, oh, well, these people in the news, they're crazy. Why are they calling Islams these violent jihadists? And that's not real Islam. Well, here's the problem with that. If you've actually studied the Quran, the ISIS, they're not extremists. They're not radicals at all. They are orthodox. They are following exactly what the Quran commands. The peaceful, liberal, tolerant Islam that we see here in America and on the news say, no, Islam is a peaceful religion. We do not agree with jihad. Those are actually conservative extremists. They are so far off base from the Quran. Comparing them to ISIS and the jihad is like comparing Westboro Baptist to the Catholic Church.
Right.
And so in America these days, with all of this tolerance and open-mindedness, quote-unquote, when we start to see characters like this on a TV show, we're starting to send a message to our and when I say we, I mean the liberal media. We're starting to send a message to our children that Islam is nothing to be afraid of. That Muslim family, okay, if they are truly peaceful and want to become a part of America, they are not following the Quran. And so it's very dangerous as we start to normalize these things and start to say, no, it's not dangerous, it's not scary. Well, either you're not portraying Islam incorrectly, or it's your fault that the government is scared to go after ISIS.
Well, I hear you, and I'm assuming that you're making this statement in reaction to the fact that Sesame Street is going to add a hijabed Muppet to its lineup. Your reaction to that?
Yes. Yes. So I don't necessarily believe this character needs to be removed, but I think it's very dangerous when we start to inaccurately portray Islam. And so when we add a character like this, it's just Sesame Street would never be able to accurately portray a Muslim girl without a PR nightmare on their hands, because they'd have to go into, okay, why is she wearing the hijab? What happens if she doesn't want to wear the hijab? And so they would never be able to accurately portray such a character. And so I think it's very dangerous that they've decided to add this character, because it's going to just strengthen a lot of misconceptions about Islam.
I hear what you're saying. ARC, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening tonight there in South Carolina, 92.9 FM and AM 660. There in Spartanburg. We've got a lot to get to. But the idea that this I don't know. I just see it as being such an inconsistent thing. Because again, if you had a Muppet that came on as an evangelical and he had a big I Love Jesus T-shirt on him, and he wore that all around the set, I think you'd have massive reaction to it. People pushing back. If you had, an Orthodox Jewish Muppet come on and talk about, matzah and Shabbat and all the rest of it, I think that you might have some pushback on it. For some reason, the subjugation of women, the wearing of the hijab, the allowing the influence of Islam to make its way, to creep its way through to the Sesame Street neighborhood, if you will, doesn't seem to be an issue at the levels of government that make the decision. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting takes public money. They take taxpayer dollars. This is not some private commercial enterprise. This is the government's closest thing to their own broadcast channel. And yes, some of those dollars do go find them their way to the Sesame Street universe. 888-340-3373. Her name is going to be Zari. She's a fresh-faced, hijab-wearing Afghani Muppet who will teach kids about girl empowerment, social and emotional well-being as a female Muslim on Sesame Street. All right. We'll see what happens. I'm a little bit hesitant to think that anything good is going to come of it. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. My phone number is 888-340-3373. At the top of the next hour, Anne-Marie Morrell will be with us in the ladies' lounge. We're going to talk about the women issue with Donald Trump on the campaign trail, and also the weird debate that came up this week about whether or not the issues of family romance that has sprung up in the two campaigns has any relevance to what's going on. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Now, I want to get to this this story from the Financial Times this week because it truly is one of the scariest things I've seen come along in quite a while. They reported yesterday that there is a massive army of robots that are about to be unleashed in the land of China. Now, this army of robots isn't going to be waging war against anybody. What they are going to be doing is actually going into the workplace and deciding to do the jobs that other people would, in fact, be doing. They're going to be doing these jobs instead of human beings that would normally have been the ones to do these jobs. But here's the interesting thing. You already have very tight government control over most of the industry within China. They are going to claim that the average wages for average workers has gone up over the last number of years, and they're going to say they're one of the lowest adapters of automated or robotic activity in the workplace of any country on the globe. And it's true. If you look at the amount of automation that they've added to their industry, the United States outranks them, and there are some other countries, Japan and South Korea, for example, that really outrank them in terms of adaptation to this already. Well, is robot automation a good thing or a bad thing? I want to talk about this. 888-340-3373. Is it? Does it make sense because it saves money in the long run for the companies, for the employers? Or is it something that laws should be written against because it will put people out of work, keeping them from doing the job that they would normally do? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I'm interested in your thoughts on this. The China robot army is about to be unleashed. I feel like there should be some sort of Star Wars theme that it's like the attack of the droids or something. Anyway, we'll talk about it. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's Radio Night Live, 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough, come right back here.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. Glad to be here. It's Radio Night Live from New York. And those of you that are with us on new stations, whether it be in Jacksonville, Florida, or other places like Portland, Oregon, etc., throughout the country, we are thankful that you're here. China's uptake of industrial robots is set to rise rapidly in the coming years, wrote the Financial Times this week. In fact, as higher labor costs and the heightened aspirations of workers are pushing manufacturers to embrace automation, the development may add to fears that workers in poorer countries are most in danger of being displaced by automation. You can understand why that might be the case. Kids in poor countries not able to get jobs because why? Because they are being replaced by automated robots that are doing their jobs for less money. Yes, Darth Vader's coming on board, and the attack of the droids is upon us. Mirae Asset Management, an Asia-focused house with $75 billion in assets, predicts that China's robot army will expand at a compound annual growth rate of 35% per year until 2020. Given that the International Federation of Robotics estimates that China had 260,000 industrial robots last year, the chief investment officer of Murray says, using the rule of thumb that one industrial robot replaces 4 to 5 workers, this suggests that robots have rendered more than 1 million people jobless. So here's my question, and I think this is a very relevant one. The job of the corporation is to return on the investment to the shareholders. Okay? So let's say you got Widgets Across America, Inc. And their job is to make widgets and to make a profit on those widgets. And they have 200,000 shareholders that are held in their 401ks, et cetera, across the country. And their job is to return a profit on the making of the widgets to the shareholders that hold the shares of that company. Now, people are going to say, robots would be good. They're dependable. They need fewer days off. They can work around the clock. They are they never get orders wrong. They do what you tell them to do, exactly as you tell them to do it every single time you tell them to do it. That's the beauty of robots. Human beings come with all this additional baggage and problem because then you've got to code what their life is about and if they need a day off because their 5-year-old has the snifflies and, you know, there's just a lot of other humanity that comes into dealing with folks that are real. Now, is it the job of the company to protect the jobs of the people? Or is it the job of the company to return the investment profit back to the investors? By law, we've said it's the job of the company to return the profit back to the investors. But what happens if you have robots filling all of these manufacturing positions across the globe eventually? Can the human race survive? Because, friends, this is what's going to happen. I don't mean to be uncaring or unkind in how I report this. But when people understand, when stockholders understand, if we go to a robot manufacturing base, we're going to get X amount of improvement in cost and provable efficiency improvement. Because there just won't be mistakes made. It will be made the same way every single time, no matter what. You're going to have a reduction in human workforce. So what do human beings do at that point? 888-340-3373. I'm curious as to what you think. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Let's talk to Ralph in Red Bank, New Jersey. Hello, Ralph.
Yeah, so using robotic technology is about the same thing as all you're moving out of the country and into Mexico. That's the one in Chicago, okay? Or Disney bringing in cheap labor to replace the existing labor force that they had right now and paying them, a cheap rate. Way below the $15, I'm sure, is what these people are getting paid, okay? And in that regard, you know, I believe you have to, like, also talk about how robotic technology came into being. It's called AI. Are you familiar with that, Kim? The thing they called artificial intelligence?
Yes.
There's an article about that in the Rolling Stone magazine. Now, I am of the opinion that Bill and Hillary Clinton is playing up Obama. I just came up with a statement from Clinton on Time magazine. May I read this statement? It says, millions of people look at
the Ralph, hold on. Ralph, I'm gonna let you finish that thought, but we gotta take this break because we're right up against the break. It's Kevin McCullough, it's Radio Night Live. Stay with us.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history. The attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
CreditBiz.com.
Glad you're with us live from New York. It's Radio Night Live. And our apologies to those of you that are not getting us on Biz TV tonight. We have a little snafu with the television delivery. But glad to be on great radio stations coast to coast. And, of course, heard on the internets as well. TheBingeThinker.com is the website. And, by the way, there's a brand new Binge Thinker e-list, e-letter that we've launched this last week. And if you want that, you can sign up for free at TheBingeThinker.com. Just become a binge cider. You see what I did there? The binge cider. Anyway, we're talking tonight about the explosion of the robots. Oh, we dropped Ralph. I didn't intend to drop Ralph. I said, let's hold on to Ralph. But we didn't hold on to Ralph. We're talking about the explosion of robots and automation that's taking place. China, in the Financial Times this week, reported that they've got a boatload of robots that are about to hit the market, and for every one of them, it's gonna cost 4 to 5 human workers. So the question becomes, can we survive the explosion of automated labor forces coming into existence? See, this is weird stuff, because it's a brave new world. And I will guarantee you that from a business perspective, if you can get a widget to work itself to make whatever is necessary to make, bosses and owners of companies are going to be inclined to go that route. That doesn't mean that human capital is completely worthless. You got to have people repair those things. You got to have people think about programming those things. You got to have there's a whole list of things that you got to have human intelligence to be able to comprehend. But it's not going to require you may have where you have a factory that employs 300 people now. You may have a factory where 5 or 6 people operate it, and you've reduced your workforce by a huge percentage. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Can we survive such a reality? It's going to happen. It is going to happen. You're not going to even companies that go, well, we believe in people and we're going to have people until the end of time. Yeah, until that person dies. And then the next guy that takes over, he's going to the robots. 888-340-3373. Line 3, George is on Long Island. Hello, George.
Good evening, Kevin. I'm going to try to touch 3 bases. What you're referring to is inevitable and it's already in progress. They have robots building robots. The bigger danger is that as technology advances, our humanity recedes. And that's the bigger concern. But moving along, the previous caller who was talking about the Quran and the Muslims,
yes.
There's 2 aspects in the Quran that most people don't realize. First off, one of the edicts is to use deception, to lie if necessary to accomplish your conquest. Secondly, a Muslim is not supposed to live in a country unless it's ruled by another Muslim. The $15 an hour tax, these useless idiots that are jumping up and down for joy, hey, you still got to wait 3 years before you see it. And did anybody consider the fact that they're going to be put into a different tax bracket, so their entire net might be $1.80?
Yeah, no, it's...
And getting back to...
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, and I just wanted to touch on Sesame Street for a minute.
Yes.
The new character, the young girl, Afghan girl, is she going to teach the kids how to grow poppies? In the interim, Bert and Ernie, they're going to be cross-dressers, transgenders, and Big Bird is going to be a mascot for NAMBLA.
All right, George. Thank you. Appreciate it. Getting the humor treatment early tonight. George from Long Island, appreciate it. 888-340-3373. But the topic on the table is, what do we do about the robot armies? And they're coming. By the way, there's a few, and I'm gonna link up the article onto the Facebook page, but there's a few graphs in the Financial Times article that demonstrate where all this is at. By the way, South Korea, Japan, they're way, way, way ahead. In South Korea, they've got 40 robots per every 1,000 workers in their workforce. Now, think about that for a second. 40 per every 1,000. Japan has about 35 per every 1,000. Germany is about 28 per every 1,000. And North America's about 8 per 1,000. We're getting there. We're not there yet. But the robot armies are coming. And it's gonna displace manual labor. That's what we're going to be doing away with, is the guys in the factories, taking the nut and putting it on the, taking the bolt and putting it on the nut. I mean, that's what we're gonna do away with. That's all gonna be done automated. So how do we survive? How does humanity survive in the midst of that? 888-340-3373. Line 1, Gino is in the Bronx listening to AM 970, The Answer, here in New York. Hello, Gino.
Well, first of all, the Chinese are still decades away from having true robotics. The Japanese and the South Koreans, and even us to a lesser extent, have had more progress in it. But ultimately, the bottom line is, unless you come up with a robot that has artificial intelligence that could think for itself, that could even tell better jokes than George from Long Island does, or can get behind the microphone like you do and stink up the airwaves for 2 hours, you're not going to have people getting replaced by robots or androids or cyborgs or anything like that for at least another 50 or 100 years. Certainly nobody's going to be replacing me for another 20 years at least. So that's the bottom line. The Chinese, they
but
know
Gino,
for sure
hold on a second.
They've got cheap labor that they can tap into.
Well, that's
time.
True. That's true. But hold on a second. On the Ford plant in the middle of, you know, Cornfield, Ohio, you could install robots tomorrow that could take the job of 20 to 40 workers that all they do is robotically put a nut on a bolt every, you know, 6 seconds, and they just do that 24 hours a day. I mean, you don't have to have super developed artificial intelligence to see that this is going to become a reality.
But the problem is, Kevin, that's already happened. That happened about 30 years ago when Japan was doing that. These people have to be retrained. Part of it is government, part of it is for private sector, but then the people themselves have got to be retrained. You got to be educated. You got to move on to other things. You can't be a buggy whip maker for the rest of your life for 40, 50, 60 years. You got to retrain. You got to do things that you know is going to make you competitive. It's obviously a more difficult task for somebody in my age group or older than me, but if we're nearing retirement, that's a given. You're going to end up eventually getting replaced by somebody who's younger. But the Chinese, we've got 1.5 billion people. They even farm out some of their low menial tasks to the Vietnamese and to other nations, or even do it cheaper than they do.
It's a good point, Gino. We're up against the break, but thanks for the call. Good call. Kevin McCullough's radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
I need you.
want you oh so madly, but I don't stand the ghost of a chance.
Yeah, Kevin McCullough, it's Radio Night Live. Thanks for being here. By the way, if you're in the New York area, tomorrow morning on our flagship station here, AM 970, The Answer, the one and only Donald Trumpster is going to be on with John Catsimatidis on the Cats Roundtable. And if you're listening from other parts of the country and you'd like to hear that interview, go to AM970TheAnswer.com and check that out. 8:30 is when that broadcast begins. But John Catsimatidis, a very successful entrepreneur from a very early age as an immigrant son here in New York, has a successful line of grocery stores and an energy company and a whole bunch of other stuff that he started. But he hosts the Cats Roundtable each Sunday morning. And here in New York on our flagship station, AM970TheAnswer, he talks to world leaders. Tomorrow, Donald Trump sits down with him. The Republican frontrunner should be interesting. Just thought I would throw that in there. All right, we're talking about tonight the reality that we have to deal with here, and that is that robots are going to replace human beings. And my question is, how does that affect us? What are we going to do to respond to this? How do we get around it? You heard Gino in the last segment say, you're going to have to learn new skill sets. Are we of an age? Seriously, when you have the Black Lives Matters people yelling at people for not getting paid $15 an hour to sweep the floors, the first thing that some of these people are going to do is invent a robot that'll sweep the floors. That's because they don't want to listen to the crying and screaming about it anymore. If you're going to claim that you deserve to be paid a higher minimum wage, my suggestion would be prove yourself worthy of it. Check that out tonight. We've got a lot more news yet to get to tonight. In fact, coming up in the top of the next hour, the Ladies Lounge, our weekly feature in which we speak with brilliant women in the media all across the country. Anne-Marie Morrell, co-author of the book What Women Really Want, is going to be with us. And we're going to talk about the Trump feminine phenomenon and what it means. Also, we're going to have some election news for you an hour or two tonight, because the Colorado caucuses will finish up. And it looks like Ted Cruz will have just cleaned Donald Trump's clock in one more state in which he just didn't think he needed to organize. And, you know, if he comes up just a handful of delegates short, he's going to kick himself for every one of these state caucuses that he just blew off. He really is. I think at the end of the day, Donald Trump's going to look back and go, man, I was so close, and I had so much potential, and yet I just blew off North Dakota and Colorado and Idaho and Wyoming and Nevada and all these other. He's really just acted as though they weren't all that important until he realized he was going to be this close and not across the finish line. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. You want to be in touch with me? TheBingeThinker.com. That's my website, all my social media, everything else. TheBingeThinker.com. Kevin McCullough, stay with us.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For a while.